KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a shower and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 42 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours, ending today at 7 a.m. And we look for showers and thunderstorms today to continue, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, an Adams County man was arrested at around 9:10 p.m. Tuesday on drug, assault, and other charges following a traffic stop. Sheriff's deputies conducted the traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Philip Eugene Curran, Jr. of Corning. During the course of the traffic stop, the canine Baxo was deployed and he alerted to the odor of narcotics. While deputies were attempting to detain Curran, he became combative and uncooperative. After further investigation, Curran was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, a marijuana pipe, interference with official acts, and assault on a peace officer. Once in the jail, deputies located a pipe used to consume methamphetamine, a small baggie containing meth, and oxycodone pills that were concealed on Curran. He was additionally charged then with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, possession, third or subsequent offense, oxycodone, and possessing contraband. He was also cited for failure to provide proof of financial liability or insurance, if you will, and for having a defective muffler system. And a little after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, Adams County deputies were dispatched to a disturbance at a residence in the 1000 block of 6th Street in Corning. Danny Moore was placed under arrest for public intoxication. The Griswold School Board held a special meeting Monday evening to consider approval of an assistant high school softball coach.
So they approved co-assistant coaches, and that is Jason Reynolds and Marlea Mundor.
That's Superintendent Dave Hendricks, who said also the Griswold School Board approved an open enrollment request for a student to AHSTW effective immediately. In a regular meeting of the Harlan Community School District Board of Directors on Monday, Justin Wagner, superintendent of the Harlan Schools, resigned from his position effective June 30th, 2020. His last day at the district will officially be June 2nd of this year when he will be deployed overseas. Wagner, who is currently on military leave, spoke with our sister station KNOD in Harlan on Tuesday. He wasn't at the school board meeting, but was provided with a letter of recommendation and a statement was read. Wagner read from his copy of the statement, which acknowledged a controversy swirling around his position, among other things.
For a variety of reasons, the 18-19 school year was a challenge for the Harlan Community School District. After certain accusations were published and other concerns came to the board's attention, the board and Superintendent Justin Wagner worked together to determine the validity of those accusations and concerns. Superintendent Wagner denied these allegations, so the board engaged an independent investigator and also conducted a 360-degree survey of staff. The investigator did not find Mr. Wagner engaged in illegal conduct.
The statement went on to talk about the need for certain long-standing district practices that should be updated. It said both the board and superintendent value the opinion of the district staff and are in the process of addressing some concerns.
In the midst of that collaborative process, Superintendent Wagner was called to duty to serve his country overseas. Current orders are for him to deploy in June 2019 and to be gone for approximately 7 months. This means the district must obtain an interim superintendent for much of the 19-20 school year. Because of this, and because Superintendent Wagner and his family will need some time together to reacclimate, the board and Superintendent Wagner agreed this was a logical time to make a change, not only for the superintendent and his family, but also for the district.
The statement reads also the board and Superintendent Wagner agree that he will resign effective June 30th, 2020, but will not be required to return to work after his deployment in order to spend time with his family upon his return. Superintendent Wagner's last official day on the job in the district, as I mentioned, will be June 2nd of this year. Despite the controversy, Wagner said he loves the community of Harlan and those he's worked with.
I think very highly of the community, the staff and the kids, and I think there's just so many positive things that I look at and just appreciative of the opportunity.
And authorities have identified a driver who died following a three-vehicle chase and shooting in Council Bluffs. Police say 18-year-old Ethan Edgar of Hutchinson, Kansas, was killed. The incident began when a man and several of his friends went looking for the man's stolen car Monday afternoon. When the group saw the car at a gas station, they used two cars they were in to box in the stolen vehicle. Police say Edgar, who was driving the stolen car, rammed the other cars in an attempt to flee. That's when a passenger in one of the rammed cars began shooting at Edgar, and a chase ensued before Edgar crashed. Edgar was taken to a hospital in Omaha, where he died. Police say his injuries included 2 gunshot wounds. Police questioned but didn't arrest the Omaha shooter or the other men. The Pottawatomie County attorney is expected to present evidence to a grand jury to determine if criminal charges will be filed. In the funeral announcements, Daryl John Beckel, age 80, of Clarinda, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Daryl Beckel will be today at 10 o'clock at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Bertha Mae Nielsen, age 96, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Bertha Nielsen will be this morning at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Robert Miller, age 73, of Adair, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Miller will be today at 11 o'clock at the Adair Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Wilfred Weiss, age 96, of Harlan, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Wilfred Weiss will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Slim Langer, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Slim Langer will be Friday at 10 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Thielen, age 84, of Maricopa, Arizona, died Monday in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Thielen will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Glenda Mae Lynch, age 59, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died February 20th. Services for Glenda Lynch will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. And Karen Ann Spittler, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 15th at the Cass County Hospital. A visitation of the family of Karen Spittler will be next Monday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.